USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House weighed in Wednesday on the police shooting of a knife-wielding teenage girl as she attacked another girl in Columbus, Ohio, by connecting the incident to police violence in minority communities and the death of George Floyd.
We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people in communities, and that Black women and girls, like Black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying the death was tragic. After Tuesday's guilty verdict, Derek Chauvin now waits for sentencing in a segregated prison unit. The former Minneapolis police officer was found guilty on all three charges in George Floyd's murder. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland telling reporters on Wednesday that the Minneapolis police force is now being investigated by his department into their practices and protocols. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A group of lawmakers looking to do something to honor former President Donald Trump.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill question taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL confirming they will release the schedule for all their teams on May 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Could more boycotts be on the horizon in Georgia?
About 1,000 faith leaders in Georgia are calling for a boycott of Home Depot with their non-response on the state's new voting laws. Home Depot said in a statement the company would continue to underscore that all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure, and support broader voter participation. Former Democrat representative from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, in front of senators Tuesday at a hearing on voting rights.
I would say that SB 202 is a law that has Jim Crow aspects, and I stand by that characterization. I support anyone who will try to stop this type of bad behavior, this type of racial animus, this type of voter suppression from happening in Georgia.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
This insanity needs to stop. The people that are pushing this, that are profiting off of it, like Stacey Abrams and others, are now trying to have it both ways.
Bishop Reginald T. Jackson, leader of the boycott, said this deals with securing the future of democracy, and the greatest right in this democracy is the right to vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mark McCloskey, the St. Louis lawyer who protected his property from Black Lives Matter protesters as they marched through his neighborhood, floated a bid for Missouri's open Senate seat. McCloskey saying that he can confirm he's considering it. He says he has no official timeline for announcing his decision. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.